Doyle says members of his administration are meeting daily with legislative leaders to discuss a budget shortfall that's hundreds of millions of dollars in the red. And while the governor won't give an absolute deadline for a final product, Doyle says there will be consequences if lawmakers delay.
You're talking about the next week or 10 days. They really have to get this done. And otherwise, there are just a lot of serious things that begin to start happening.
Doyle says his office is working all the time on contingency plans in case the legislature can't reach a budget deal. He's offered few specifics, but says one option would be prorating payments to providers of state services and cutting non-essential government services. Last fall, when the legislature was 4 months late approving a budget, Doyle was just days away from announcing hundreds of layoffs and a partial shutdown of state government. Doyle says these talks are different, but that the prospect of cuts 1 week out on the horizon is what got leaders to compromise last time around.
I hope we don't come to that point, and I think everybody's acting in good faith, and we just have to get it done. We have a little bit of time, but not much.
Doyle introduced his proposed budget fix about a month ago, and Assembly Republicans and Senate Democrats passed their own versions soon after. The governor's version called for closing the shortfall with a new hospital tax and increased borrowing in the transportation fund. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.